Hello, welcome to the Cursed Checkpoint, the topical podcast from HorribleNight.com. My name is Ethan Moses, and I am joined this evening by my big little brother, Matthew Moses, to talk about the game Towns, which has our attention at this point. And we kind of wanted to chit-chat because Matthew and I like to talk about video games, and when we play the same game and he gets a hold of me, whether it's the phone or now, you know, over a G-chat, he only wants to talk about the video game. He doesn't care about what's actually happening in my life or, you know, whether I'm happy or sad or depressed or whatnot. He just wants to hear about that game. So I figured I'd give him the opportunity to talk about this game as much as he'd want. So welcome to the show, Matthew. This will be your first checkpoint / podcast.
I'm just glad that my introduction makes me sound like the biggest asshole brother possibly that could be in a podcast.
Nah,
it's kind of like, hey, how are you doing? Then I ask about, hey, how's Towns, or you know, any of the other random indie games that I've spent my money on. That actually, you bought me Towns.
Yeah, that actually leads us to our first question. How'd you know? You have a very interesting story about how you got Towns. Like, yeah, I guess maybe somebody really kind got it for you. I don't know. What's that about?
Well, there's a month every year, it's called November, where I celebrate my birthday every single day. My wife loves that time. It's almost like a holiday. It should be a national holiday. Mm-hmm. But I believe one morning I got a Gmail, and it said that someone had just purchased Towns for you. And I think you and I were talking about it 2 days prior. You were saying something like, I know you like those weird, you know, intense games where, because both of us are into, you know, the tower games and all that type of stuff. So I was pretty pumped, and actually, I've only been married for a little bit over a year, and you probably put stress of almost divorce between me and my wife within the last 2 weeks.
That's actually
I appreciate that.
Well, that's actually my big goal. Justin and I always talk about, you know, trying to introduce people to games that we enjoy, and if I can cause a divorce because of a game that I recommended, that's basically like being a really good wine connoisseur, I think.
Well, with video games. And I thought with this game, because all the computer games I've been getting is that I can play them upstairs, so I'm at least near her. If I'm playing the PlayStation in my man cave, I'm not near her, causes trouble. Mm-hmm. But this one I play, I guess, too much. And the awful noises of something dying on that game, I can't imagine either her or the dog enjoy that, because it's the most wretched sound of the world. So
it's like a goat. It's like a mountain goat or something.
Not just the people dying, but the animals and the goblins and stuff dying. It just goes,
But you know, it's actually really good because it calls my attention to all the people that die, you know, which happens quite a bit. But what is it? I mean, what is it about this game that, like, why do we like these kind of games? Both of us really like SimCity. Both of us really like Terraria, you know, those kind of games. You get in there and you have to devote, you know, just a shit ton of time to really get the most out of it. I mean, what is it? Why Towns? Why now?
You know, Towns, Terraria, and then if I ever would have actually played Minecraft, I probably would have gotten last into that too. But I think it's the fact of having this giant open world that you're doing more than just finding stuff like a Skyrim or something, which we enjoy too. You're finding things and you're building things, but you're also building communities. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is the first game I'd say that there's actually a point to it. But then it goes past the SimCity of, well, SimCity, the people just do what they want, and then you create like a building. This, you create the building that lures the people, and then you tell them what to do. So you kind of, you know, micromanage them, but also like macromanage like the whole world, I guess you can say, which has a lot of good things to it, but a lot of bad things at the same point, because, you know, just how the gameplay is. But that's, I think it's so in depth in that sense that, there's so many goals of, you know, digging down to the next layer, making the next weapon, you know, creating enough baked chickens to feed your whole community. It's kind of, you know, it's one of those things, or seeing if you can actually make the meat pies, because I, you know, for some reason those aren't being, you know, baked all the time. Which I guess you'd have to play the game to know what I'm talking about with the
food. Yeah, we're going to assume that people have some sort of knowledge about this game beforehand, because that's the thing about this game, like, why I kind of like it, is there's so much shit to it. And so, like, when I've described this game on two different podcasts, and, you know, I think everybody kind of understands sort of what I'm going for, but there's just so much to it. I mean, there's all these different layers that combine together. And I mean, most people interpret me as being relatively dumb. And, you know, because you used to play football, they probably assume the same thing about you as well. And so when we play games like this that are really in depth, like, people are probably, I think, shocked, you know, like, when I talk about it, they're like, you like this game? Like, I thought you want to play Call of Duty. Like, that's kind of the reaction I get sometimes, not from my castmates, but just in general when I'm talking on the forums and stuff about that. And I mean, that's the thing about this game. It's incredibly in-depth, and there's a lot to it, and there's all these things going on. And you get to a point where it feels okay, it feels comfortable, and then everything just goes to hell. You know, it's like the goals in the game are to get more people and to dig deeper down into the dungeon. But every time you do something like that, every time you, you know, meet one of these criterias, it gets more difficult to manage, you know, and that's kind of like where I'm at right now. And I think that's why I kind of like it, because there's kind of a chaos to it, you know, and it takes some thought, you know.
Along that point, I'd say too that you want to do things so quickly. Like, I'm kind of one of those fast paced, addictive personalities to where, like, I get addicted on something for like 5 days, but I want to do it as quickly as I can, as fast as I can, and get as much out as I can. And in this game, if you do that, you go in too quickly, your people die, like nothing happens, your food isn't enough, you're not getting enough resources. So it's almost like life, in the sense of if you really move too fast, you're going to screw it up. Mm-hmm. So you might as well sit down and look at the present and try to collect everything around you, because there's, you know, you got to kind of go slow. You got to go at a different pace, because then everybody will die. I mean, even on their, like, their wiki site that I have to look to every once in a while to get some hints, it literally says prematurely dying or whatever it is. So it's so interesting. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it feels different than any other game, because you're kind of dictating the pace, but then with that in mind, still shit goes wrong fast. I mean, it's you know, it's not about just, I mean, you can be in complete control of the game and then you make one little mistake and you can die. There's kind of an ultimate end to the game, in the sense that your people just stop. They die, and they can starve to death, or they can be killed by or whatnot.
Have you then died? Have you, like, failed a game then? Because I just restart.
Yeah, I haven't. No, see, I haven't gotten to the point. I got down to 3 people one time, and I basically said, "There's no way." Like, and I think about, like, how that would apply to real life. I mean, if you had a community of 3 people, and there's really nothing. I mean, you have to keep people happy to get new people to come in. That's one of the mechanics of the game. No one wants to go to a town of 3 people. Like, that's shady shit. Like,
that's not very happy. Yeah.
No, there's nothing happy about that.
Especially when you have that many people die. Every time someone dies, their remains stay there. But if you don't destroy the remains by, like, right clicking it, or I guess you can collect them and put them on a statue or a tombstone, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
But a ghost comes. And then when the ghost comes, it's like a super strong version of whatever just died.
Yeah.
So if someone dies, for instance, I had somebody die on top of a roof because I was building a roof, but I forgot to do a ladder up to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
This ghost just falls into the bakery all of a sudden and kills everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, wait a second. Like, because I've restarted like 3 or 4 times because I wanted to make sure that I didn't get killed by the frogmen.
Mm-hmm.
And then those bones would turn into a ghost. Because then at that point, if your whole top layer is covered with enemies, which it's really not supposed to, you're done. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have 3 people. And I literally played for 3 hours with 2 people. And I got it back up to 6, but then the ghosts were still around and I died again. So it's like, you have to move slowly, but you have to move fast to not make it boring, that makes any sense.
Yeah, it's a weird balance. Like, at the point I'm at right now is, like, I've come to the conclusion that basically I go in waves of, you know, like, I build something, and then I let everybody rest to get their happiness back up, and then I move on to a dungeon layer, and then I kind of gauge the dungeon based on how prepared I am to continue going, you know, if I want to make that next step. But the thing is throw things into it. So you've got starvation, you've got all this management type stuff going on, you've got ghosts, you've got fucking frogmen or snake people, depending on what map you're on. Then you have
Are the snake people?
The snake people are in the desert level, I believe.
I just play the normal map, and it just is any combination of jungle and all that kind of crap. I haven't seen winter yet.
Well, it's easy. Yeah, it's a lot. There's, like, yetis in the wintertime. But even outside of the you know, kind of creatures that are just sitting on like the top layer, the raids happen. And that is the, that is kind of what kind of, again, you can go at your own pace with this game, but the raids kind of dictate also, because I've put, I think 60 hours into this game so far right now. So at this point I have like,
yeah, I'm at 40 now.
That's so, it's disgusting. But I mean, if you play the game, you know what we're talking about. I mean, there's no way you can just be like, oh, 5 minutes here and there. Like, no.
I will say though too, and you told me this hint earlier, is literally you have to set up a ton of things for people to do and just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't sit though there and try to micromanage the whole time and try to make sure, oh, well, do I have enough pies? Do I have enough logs? Do I have enough gold? Do I have enough? Well, I can't even say gold because I just buy it from the trader. But you know, like, do I have all this stuff? Sometimes you just have to go down to the second level dungeon, mine a bunch of crap, bake a bunch of crap up top, and just let it go and let it run for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, actually, last Friday, I let it run for 6 hours, came back, and I was actually where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things. It's, you can play it and micromanage the whole time and follow everybody around and do this, but I think sometimes you'll almost just be upset because randomly your people will just run out and grab a chicken and bring it back, and you're like, whoa, wait a second, I did not even ask you to go get a chicken, but he's doing it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's the egg and they have to pick up a chicken to get the egg out of it somehow for some reason.
Yeah,
but you know what I'm saying, like, it's,
well, because you can set priorities on the things that you want your townspeople to do, and sometimes those get a little bit goofy. I mean, again, this is still a beta game, so there's still some stuff they're working on, but I get it, is like, it's almost basically, here's my mentality: if I'm opening up a new dungeon, I'm watching. If I'm building, I'm watching, because sometimes the townspeople just do stupid shit. They just put stuff where it shouldn't be. But other than that, I mean, I feel like I can walk away and I can check email and do that kind of stuff, which is very SimCity-like, because I remember back in the day when we played that game, we let that game run overnight, which maybe is kind of cheating. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, and SimCity was... it was so dumbed down at that time. It was literally like, build something, and as long as your revenue's up a little bit, like, that, you know, at that point, they probably didn't even know what unions were. Like, SimCity 2000, you're probably still using child labor. Like, nobody really cared, you know, about raising taxes or lowering taxes. So, yeah, have $10 million, build one of those giant globe things, mm-hmm. and then you have, like, a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is different in the sense that it's almost taking SimCity and breaking it down to like the industrial park,
mm-hmm.
and you have one building and you're controlling 20 people that are there and what they're actually doing in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes it so hard, is you don't have control. It's almost like being a manager of like a store,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't have direct control with the people. You just tell them what to do and you hope they get it done.
Yeah.
And if they don't, and they get killed by a ghost in the back room trying to get a pair of shoes,
mm-hmm.
then you got a problem, because hopefully there aren't any ghosts in your shoe store. So.
Well, but in this game, there's no guarantee. There could be ghosts. There's ghosts at bakeries. There's, you know, ghosts in your masonry
the butchers,
place.
The
butcher. Yeah, I mean, ghosts
are pretty, or whatever.
And these are not just your normal boo ghosts. I mean, these ghosts, and again, we keep going back on these subjects, but ghosts are the biggest pain in the ass outside of the invasions or raids or whatever. They're the biggest pain in the ass in the game, because they just...
Well, and...
You know,
honestly,
you don't want people to die, but then if they do die, not only are they dead, you've lost somebody and everyone's unhappy and you have to, you know, dig a new grave, but you now have a powerful, you know, monster to contend with.
Well, and as far as the raids go, I've never had a problem with the raids. I put up bone traps at the beginning and then iron traps when I have iron, and I've not lost one person in a raid.
Really?
And never lost a person. But the thing is, to prevent a raid, you have to put up traps.
Mm-hmm.
In the doorways like you're talking about. But if you put up traps and you don't have – and you just have your barn animals running around, then your barn animals start dying and you put – then bones are all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a cause for unhappiness. Mm-hmm. So that's a situation I'm in right now. There's literally like – and I'm not even joking – like 1,000 cows and chickens and pigs. So I had to build a fence around all those things to keep them in, which I didn't know how to do until I looked up on the internet.
Yeah, I did too.
if you look on YouTube, like – somehow they must be the creators or something, but people mastered this game in like a month. Like it's unbelievable. So I feel like I learn. It's not a game that you can sit down and kind of know. It's almost like a stealth game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time you do it, if you can do it the first time, wow, you just have a knack for that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, I've restarted so many times. There's so many different ways, but there's really only one way to go about it. You know, you have to have a system. And it's I think maybe that's why it's so compelling too, because it's there's so much to it, and you can fail so easily, but you don't want to fail because mm-hmm. just you don't want your people dying, and you don't want ghosts because they're assholes.
Well, you start feeling close to your people, and ghosts aren't your people. So I mean, it's kind of that like that you know that give and go is again. I want these ghosts out of here, and people don't like ghosts. They don't want to come in your town if you got a bunch of ghosts too. But yeah, actually, that whole farm situation. I put up all these farms. I was like, oh, I'm doing awesome, and my whole town was filled with like farm animals, and I just had to do this mass slaughter where I just took them all to the butcher, and it was horrifying. I felt bad. I did feel bad. I did.
Well, at the beginning, you're doing bone armor, you know. So you have, let's say, 15 guys. You're trying to suit everybody up for bone armor. Then you have 1,000 cows, and you're like, well, what do I do with the cows? I don't have iron to make the hides, so I got to just harvest them for bones. So then you do that, and you're harvesting too many bones. You're not making steaks. You're not making meat pies. Like, it's a whole system where if you screw up one of the parts of the assembly line, essentially, the whole thing gets screwed up.
Yeah, that is true.
And then if you have too many bones, you have unhappy people, which I don't know if that's true, but it's got to be, because I have all these rooms with all the furniture. Furniture makes, you know, all the townspeople happy, but there's bones all over the place. Mm-hmm. But these people still aren't happy, and they have a freaking bowl over a fireplace. Like, if I had a bowl over a fireplace in my house, I'd be super happy.
Well, I'd be happy too, but what kind of bones are you talking about? Are they bloody bones? That's the thing. You slaughter these animals and you're going to assume they're bloody bones, and I don't know if I'd want bloody bones around my house either. Trust me, I left the chicken out, the cats got into it, and I was unhappy for like a week, probably because a cat had diarrhea, but that's, you know, that's another thing. If they have cats, their cats might have diarrhea as a result of this. Maybe that's what I'm getting at.
Well, maybe when they upgrade from the 16-bit or 8-bit or whatever it is right now to, let's say, 32, we can see some bone color. Yeah, you know, well, like, but right now it's so limited to things. And that'll bring me on to my next point about mining. But, you know, so I don't know. I guess one of the things I would say, like, that I love so much about it, but I don't like so much about it, is you don't, other than what you hear from, like, the creators or people on the internet, you don't really know why people are happy, or you don't really know why certain things happen. Like, they have those chart things, but it's not really, that's something they need to upgrade or make it easier to read, because, like, why is one guy 35 happiness when he has the exact same house, the exact same armor as a guy that has zero? Like, that needs to be explained. Well, that needs to be explained. His name needs to be Grumpy.
Well, and that's, and
you
that's
know what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, and that's the thing with these kind of games. I think that I feel the same way. It's cool because you discover this kind of stuff, but then also, like with the Minecraft or Terraria or whatnot, is you have to go and you have to do research. You have to investigate this stuff because you would have no idea what the hell you're doing. If you just listen to this checkpoint, you probably think we sound like crazy people talking about bone armor and unhappiness as a result of bones. I mean, it's just a whole checkpoint about bones, essentially. But I mean, this game is complicated, and so, like, you know, just trying to describe, like, I thought about, you know, doing, like, maybe a series of walkthroughs of taking people through it, but I don't even know where I'd begin, because there's so much shit to it, and it's almost like, you know, you just kind of have to get in there, screw up a couple times, and come back, and start from the beginning, and go from there, because it's complicated, but not in, like, an annoying way, but, like, you've got to process a lot of stuff, and you have to manage this stuff continually, and if you let it get out of control, you're fucked, and your people are fucked, and you don't want your people to be fucked. That's not a good thing.
Well, and see, that's the thing with, like, with a walkthrough, for instance. I saw a few walkthroughs for, like, build walkthroughs, but there's nothing for defense or heroes or armor or any of that stuff. So essentially, they're building a city that has no defense. I think something's dropped. So, like, essentially, like, they're building the anti-America. So when I start my town, I want the America. I have heroes galore. I have all these people. Everybody's got curved blades. Well, I mean, I guess that would be like Arabia or something, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, so like, wow, that's a stereotype. Oh, wait, well, Aladdin, is that a curved blade? Are you from Arabia? Because that's the only country that uses those.
Actually, it is. Think about it. Unless you're harvesting grain, where else are you going to use a curved blade?
Well,
so Russia. Fair. Okay, Russia. Russia, you could use that as a weapon, a sickle. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that's called. but you know what I'm saying? So, like, I did the route of, I had these super awesome heroes. And, I told you the one time I chatted, I just wrote heroes are the key. But then I find out, the deeper you go, heroes are just lazy assholes. They eat all of your freaking food. Mm-hmm. Because they go down and they discover all these places, but all they do is if they kill something, and I'm going to bring bones back into this situation, they leave bones. Mm-hmm. And if you don't manage all your stockpiles to collect the only things that you want, then your guys are going down to collect these bones four stories underground, and they're getting killed by giant spiders and ogres. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, wait a second, asshole. Like, then he goes up and he has a cherry pie. Mm-hmm. Or apple, because I don't have snow cherries yet. But
your people die? You know what? I'm going to get back to you on that. There's a pie in here I got to get on. I don't even make pie anymore, because every time I make pie, all the heroes are like, oh shit, I'm going to stop what I'm doing right now. I'm going to go get that pie. That's the first thing they eat, not meat pies, not even meat pies. They're pies.
Well, I make these nice roasts. I do these meat pies. I have these very nice succulent meals, and they get freaking apple pies and pear pies. That sounds disgusting.
Ooh, that's
I would never want a pear pie.
You're spoiling your people. I mean, let's get down to it. I mean, your people, you're too many sweets, they're gonna have belly aches, and then we're gonna have bones, because belly ache, you know, it eventually turns into bones. Bones turns into ghosts. I mean, it's kind of like
I did name my town. I can't remember what to say. It's already gonna be really funny. I was say. Bones and body armor, but that's belly aches and body armor.
Yeah. That's exactly what like shit.
They eat like shit, but they're warriors to the bone. I guess.
I feel like the creators of this game are like, what? Oh, good. You know, someone's having a really intelligent conversation about this game, and we just like we lose it halfway through. Like, we started sounding really good, and then we just got stuck on the bones. But the fucking thing is, the bones are an issue. Like, we're not trying to illuminate a point that doesn't matter. There's bones all over the freaking place, and bones cause a lot of problems.
Well, and there's at one point I actually deleted everybody's bed and remade them bone beds. And it takes 5 bones to make a bed, and I still had freaking like a million bones. I was like, this is ridiculous. I need bone walls, but there's no bone walls.
You gotta sell it to the caravan. There's bone fences, though. I do believe there's bone fences. Don't quote me on that. Are there? I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I don't think so.
I think there might be bone fences.
The only fence is, if it is, I'm going to try that out.
You should probably get a bone fence, but I feel like that would make people really unhappy. Like, oh, hey, I'm going to take your really comfortable wooden bed away. I'm going to make you one of human skeletons.
Like, it's like, hey, you know, welcome to Rob Zombie's next movie.
Exactly.
It's covered in bones and ghosts killing people in shoe departments. Like,
yeah, it's a horrifying situation. It's a horrifying future. This is what the future is. Is we're gonna go back.
I would
to
watch that. Movie
well, that sounds like a badass movie. Don't get me wrong. So it's in beta. And, you know, you mentioned kind of some issues you had with the game. But, I mean, what are some other things that you would change about Towns at this point?
My major issue is – it's one of the things I really like about it, but it's one of my major issues is the way the perspective is like that what do you call that?
It's like isometric.
So it's not like Terraria where it's the 2D. It's not 3D like it's – Minecraft. It's the isometric or whatever. So when you're mining, sometimes you fall to this area where if you're not paying attention what level you're on, mm-hmm. you can like dig a huge hole and then your guys fall down and you can't get them out.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, if you screw up a dig, it's almost impossible to figure out where to put certain ladders. Mm-hmm. And luckily the ladders don't really matter how they're stacked on each other because they just climb them up however, which I don't really understand. But that's my biggest thing is, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like the layering system is tough.
Well, they have to tweak it too, because I mean, a game like this, as in-depth as it is, and this may be an issue that's never resolved, but a game like this, you have to be able to, you know, like, rotate the. I feel like I want to rotate the map.
Yes.
I want to be able to see it from all angles, because all the different levels can affect things so dramatically. You can screw things up. I mean, you can mine to a place you don't want to mine at, and then you don't really have any sort of frame of reference for exactly where your people are, and that's why people oftentimes get stuck on the only way. My current town, people have died more often than not because they've been stuck on a roof. Because I haven't been able to see them, you know, I've lost track of them. I've been busy with other stuff. So they have to be able to do something with that.
You should be able to rotate, and they'll probably have to upgrade it quite a bit to rotate it. But there are some situations where if you like, unless this is a good game for anal people, mm-hmm. I would say, because you have to control, you have to manage your stuff so well. Or if you don't, you just look, it looks like it's an episode of Hoarders. Mm-hmm. Like, you could do so many episodes of Hoarders from Towns because crap's laying all over the place.
Yeah.
So if you have crap laying all over the place and you're like, hey, I need to delete human remains, it's so hard to find it because you can't turn, you know, the map. Mm-hmm. But then the human remains turn into a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Back and
to,
then
it's always back to
back
the
ghost. To the ghost, hey, back Steve, to the bones.
You don't need these bones. You don't need these bones, Steve. We need to get rid of these bones. I don't know why you're collecting. It is like a game of Hoarders, and then you have to, you know, create enough barrels for everybody to put things in, and those are all always. I mean, it's really good for anal people, but then again, there's also a side of it that's almost, it's like maybe bad because you're going to want, because that's why I've started over actually a couple times, is I can be a little bit, obsessive with certain little details. And I mean, if everything's not right, and there's no easy way to make everything right, there's no easy way to have people gather things and put them where you want it. I mean, things can look like a big mess, and I'm a house husband, and I don't like a messy town. I don't like a messy house. I don't like a messy town. And
well, and that's there's a thing where, because you can't control people individually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they went to go make your awful pear pie because that sounds horrible.
But they love it. They love it.
But then they don't put it away. They bake it and they put it on the floor. There's no 5-second rule in Towns. It's like 3 hours because I'll come back from leaving it and walk back and there's still pear pie,
yeah,
which probably tastes just as gross on the floor as if it was –
well,
an amazing basket or something.
And you have the stockpile system and you have the barrels and that kind of stuff, but that is cumbersome as hell. That is cumbersome as hell. I mean, you can organize all this stuff, but it does. Like, if you're trying to make your people happy, because of how you have the priorities set up, basically you can rank priorities, but I think they need to include, like, don't do this anymore. Just stop doing this completely, you know?
Yeah, like, instead of keeping it to a stockpile, because for raw materials, you literally have to say, don't pick up sand. Nobody needs freaking sand. And until you make windows, which is really, like, ridiculously annoying to do, you don't need sand, you don't need bricks all the time, you don't need green gel all the time. Like, that gets to the point where if you have to manage every single stockpile, and then if you create a stockpile, then one right next to it, you have to manage those separately, even though it looks like one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's really tough to keep control of.
And I mean,
you almost have to do post-it notes.
Well, you actually, I mean, you really do have to keep track of that kind of stuff. And actually, the other thing is, you know, and so then some people say, well, you've got the caravan, you can sell stuff to the caravan. But when you sell stuff to the caravan, your people have to go and get all the shit and take it to them. And I mean, again, that can kill, people have starved to death as a result of that because they're like, their priority is. But I mean, again, looking at the AI of this game, I mean, it has to be an incredible amount of coding. And I don't think that we're trying to be overly critical, but there's just some of these little, we're still going to play the game regardless, but there's just some of these little things that are just, you know, like, it would make the game even better if that kind of stuff was included. And again, I hope that maybe, you know, some of this stuff definitely is in the future. But definitely, well, I think that's going to wrap us up for now, you know, which is kind of talking Towns. But I think we're probably going to have to talk about this again in the future. So definitely come back and join Matthew and myself as we talk about Towns.